Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning and welcome. Third hour of our get-together. It is 8:06, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. One of your top stories, flight restrictions have been lifted. So air travel is going to get back to normal. I'm saying that in air quotes because, well, you define what normal is in air travel over the last few years and go with that. But we'll take when we can get. Restrictions have been lifted, so hopefully things will work out. All right, we'll talk more about that coming up. But first, our investigative reporter, Nanette Holt, joins us. Nanette, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Wonderful. Beautiful day in Florida again.
Well, I guess this governor's race is far from over. We don't even know all the people that are going to be in it. We know some of the major players. Byron Donalds, of course, and Paul Renner. We're going to have Paul on the show in about, 30 minutes. So we've got that. But what else is going on with the governor's race?
My goodness. Well, Byron Donalds, of course, has the Donald Trump endorsement. Mm-hmm. And he's getting a lot of money coming in. When you check the state page on how much money he's raised, it shows about $3 million. But when you go and look at the PACs, he's raised like $31 million, which is a lot to jump out there quickly. Now, Paul Renner, who's a former House Speaker in Florida, ran a really tight ship. The Republicans did exactly what, they worked well with DeSantis. They worked well and got a lot done when he was the House Speaker, I should say. He just jumped in officially in September, already raised more than $3 million. So he's catching up. And then they have 30 people in the race at this point. Most have raised zero money.
Right. A lot of them are not serious, I guess.
The major contender as a Democrat that people are watching, the folks who do polls and whatnot, is David Jolly. He was a congressman. He represented Pinellas County. He was a Republican. Charlie Crist, the former governor, who was a Republican governor, and then he changed to be an independent, ran for Senate.
Oh, we remember lost. Charlie Cheeto.
He ran as a Democrat and tried to unseat DeSantis and was not successful. It was a landslide. But he beat this guy, this Congressman David Jolly, who's now running for governor. And so David Jolly, former Republican, now a Democrat, is interested in being the governor. And he's not doing too well because people are still talking about the First Lady of Florida, Casey DeSantis, as a candidate in this governor's race. She has not declared. She's gotten really quiet. It doesn't look the way friends are aligning in this race. It doesn't look like she's jumping in. But they're still, as of October, late October, there was a poll that showed that even she would beat this guy, this Democrat, David Jolly. So it's really an interesting race. And of course, everyone's expecting the Lieutenant Governor, Jay Collins, to indicate that he's going to jump in. They have until June officially, but they need to be out there officially raising money now. So it's all very interesting.
Yeah, we're going to have Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins on in the 9 o'clock hour. And he didn't say that if and when he made a decision that he would break it on the show.
That would be cool.
But I will put pressure on him to try to get that out of him, as I have before.
I think you should.
He's a great guy. We like him. But, yeah, I mean, there's some heavy hitters that are going to be in this race for governor, and, I mean, we would expect that. I am surprised about the Casey DeSantis thing, that there's still polling numbers, because that, to me, that front's been very, very quiet. I thought once we got the major players, once you got Byron Donalds and he gets the Midas touch from Trump, you know, I'm not saying it's a done deal, but it was leaning that way for me. But after having several conversations with Paul Renner, he's a pretty sharp guy. So
yeah, well, Renner has laid out this Florida First affordability plan. I'm sure he'll tell you more about it. But he's very specific about how he wants to make living in Florida more affordable, rolling back property taxes and bringing down insurance premiums. He's a lawyer. He understands that insurance premiums are skyrocketing because of abuse of the legal system. So he's got some pretty interesting points. But Byron Donalds doesn't just have the Midas touch from Trump. I mean, he actually had Elon Musk come out and say he's given him his full support. Texas Senator Ted Cruz, why is he endorsing a gubernatorial candidate in Florida? But he came out and said he is supporting Byron Donalds, and Texas Congressman Chip Roy. And interesting, this whole small pond politics, Chip Roy is a close ally of DeSantis.
And he's very conservative, and he's been on the what I would consider the correct side of several issues. You know, Chip Roy's he's a fighter.
Yeah, so, you know, and of course, Representative Donalds is very close to Donald Trump and has indicated he's furthering Donald Trump's anything Donald Trump wants to do. He hasn't been as specific about what he would do for Florida when some of these other ones are getting more specific. So it's going to be interesting to watch that shake out.
Now what about Moody? She took a Rubio's spot and as senator of Florida. I just haven't seen her name pop up very often. What's the latest there? And when's the election? And does she have challengers?
She does have challengers. She actually has had some good committee assignments, been consequential, been speaking out a lot on TV news, and you know, always puts forward a very conservative agenda for what she wants to get done. So she has challengers. Let's see. I have in my notes, but she's got three Democrats running against her, a Republican and an NPA, and she will also be part of this August primary. We have the primary in August and then the general election November 3rd. So she's got to hang on to that seat. I think they're calling that a special election, even though it runs at the same time. She was appointed, of course, when Marco Rubio was put in as Secretary of State by Donald Trump. And but she's got an interesting history. People like to say, oh, she was the strawberry queen in Plant City. She was also a judge. And then she was, of course, Florida AG following Pam Bondi, who's now the United States Attorney General. Mm-hmm. So she's a very qualified young lady.
Oh, yeah. She's spoken at our Valor event before. And no, she's very likable and very sharp. She has a great legal background. So, yeah, she should continue to do well. We'll see about that. And then something far more local. Apparently, Alachua County Sheriff's Office, if I have this right, there's some new pursuit limitations that maybe some of the Leos aren't all that crazy about. Tell us about that.
Well, it's actually not new. It's been around for several years, but deputies are getting very uncomfortable. They're starting to talk. I've spoken with several with the understanding that I could share what they've said but not use their names, of course. But they are not allowed to chase anyone. Pretty much, unless they see someone driving very recklessly before they make any contact, or if the suspect vehicle is suspected in a forceful felony, what they call, or if they see a DUI. Other than that, they cannot chase. So if they put on their lights behind you and you decide, I really don't want a ticket today, and you take off, they will immediately turn off their lights and let you go. And I wondered whether I should share that. And I talked to some deputies about whether I should share that on the radio. I knew I was going to talk to you, and I haven't written the story yet. And they said, you know what? The lawbreakers who are going to do it, they already know. Hmm. And you wouldn't believe how often they flee from us in this county.
I got to tell you, I understand the public safety issue. You don't want to create a very dangerous situation. However, you've got to understand that somebody who is willingly and running from law enforcement, that to me tells you there's probably something going on there that's not good. And what I always think of, and this story goes back to like Northport, Florida years ago, somebody in the trunk of a car. And oh, let's end that chase. Remember what the chief said, you know, back off. And that woman was murdered not long after that.
It's very sad. Actually, the deputy mentioned, you know, if they suspect someone has someone in the trunk, they can't, you know, they can't chase them. And, you know, the deputies are frustrated because they, one of them said to me, they've given us the tools. And they, but they're giving us no discretion, and they don't, if they don't trust us enough to decide when it's safe to pursue mm-hmm. someone, you know, why have they given us guns and tasers and these mm-hmm. cars and things? So there's a lot of frustration there because they really feel like they understand the public safety issue of the chase. It can be, but they feel like it, trust us to make good decisions. Let us catch the bad guys. They did reassure me. These guys did reassure me and women that they do follow up. And they end up being able to catch these guys.
Well, we'll talk more about that in the future. Nanette Holt with us this morning. Appreciate it, Nanette. Stay safe. And, of course, like I said, coming up, former House Speaker and gubernatorial candidate Paul Renner joins us at 8:35. You're listening to News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Good morning and welcome. It is 8:21, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is here. Flight restrictions have been lifted as of 6 a.m., and everything is going to go back to normal. I don't know if you could ever apply the word normal to air travel, especially over the last 10 years. For sure. But they're making every effort, and it appears that air traffic controllers have all come back to work, and they're going to try to smooth things out the best they can, because guess what? It's go time as we approach the Thanksgiving holidays. More on that coming up. But we were also talking about the idea of SNAP, food stamps. All this came up earlier in the show. And one of the statistics I heard some folks talking about was that SNAP purchases, the number one purchase with SNAP funds, number one was sodas, you know, beverages, filled with either sugar or sweetener or whatever, which we know from a health standpoint, one of the worst things you can put into your body, and yet you're using this because people are, you know, saying that they're not getting the nutrition they need, and that's why the government's supposed to step in and help. But one gentleman was quite offended, thinking that we were putting everybody in one group when it came to having to utilize these government services from time to time. Look, there's a time when you need something like that, and you shouldn't be so proud that you don't use it. And there's a time when you know you're milking the chickens, my basic thing was we need less fraud and waste so that we can better serve the people who truly deserve it, which totally makes sense to me. But let's get some input from our good friend and former Congressman Ted Yoho. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm great. I'm still trying to figure out how you milk a chicken. Being a veterinarian, I've never had to do that.
That's the whole trick, Ted, and I'll teach it to you someday.
Uh-oh.
Okay. No, I appreciate you having me on. As I think a lot of people know, Carolyn and I were on food stamps. We got married in 1975, 50 years ago, and it was under the Carter administration, and I think we were on it 6 weeks back when you had to have coupons. It's a great program for those in need when you need it. We got off of it as quick as we could. Fast forward to Congress. I was on the Ag Committee the whole 8 years I was in Congress, and the amount of fraud, waste, and abuse in there, and this is something congressmen always say, we're going to get rid of the waste, fraud, and abuse. BS on a lot of that, because when you bring this up and you bring in the actual people that have investigated the fraud and abuse, and you bring it up to the committee, and we had a Republican committee chairman, and he wouldn't even bring it up. We had videotapes of undercover operations in Duval County. Bob, it's ripe with fraud and waste, which derodes the program for those that really need it.
I thoroughly agree, and it's awful to hear that even when given evidence and you're on these committees and you're working and you all say, yeah, same thing, waste, fraud, abuse, let's get rid of it, and nothing is even attempted to be done. I imagine you were frustrated.
I can't tell you. I took it to Sonny Perdue. We had an undercover officer from Duval County came to me, and he showed us the video, and, you know, they did it to go after the drug dealers in Jacksonville. And I said, how'd you get involved? He goes, I got tired of my kids in my district getting shot by drug dealers. Drug dealers would set up these seafood markets in the back of a pickup with a freezer in there. And you've seen them on the side of the road. They get approved by the USDA as a food vendor. They get one-time inspection. After that, they get no inspection, no inventory log or anything like that, or a refrigeration. And what they do is they take typical food stamp benefit for a person was $300 a month. They had the videos of people going and trading this because he set up as a food vendor. They were trading a $300 a month card for $150 cash and turn around buying drugs from the guy, the undercover cop. And we took this to the Ag Committee. We took it to the Sonny Perdue, and they didn't even want to bring it up, because what happens in Congress is the Democrats all line up. As soon as you bring up the food stamp program, they have the whole narrative. You're against poor people. You're against people of color. You're against old people. You're against veterans, and you're racist. And so the Republicans just run from that instead of say, my God, this program is a good program the way it was intended. And these other people are really ruining for everybody. That was one of the most frustrating things we had to deal with up there.
Yeah, well, that's exactly, I feel the same way, that I want to get rid of the waste and fraud, not to punish those who truly are in need, actually to protect them. So there is funds.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, a lot of the Jiffy stores, they were doing the same thing. They would come in, people would give them a full card. The store operator would give them $150 for the $300 card, And then he would go around, the store owner would go and go to Costco's and that and buy paper towels, Gatorade, the stuff to stock his store. And he's got 50% discount to start with.
Wow. Well, that's a scam, and we're all paying for it. Former Congressman Ted Yoho, always a pleasure.
Hey, keep up the good work. Later.
Now, we always like connecting with you. Open invite, as he knows, to come on the show anytime. Thanks for that insight. Wow. All right. Coming up, Paul Renner, former House Speaker, running for governor, is going to join us in just a couple of minutes right here on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Good morning and welcome. It is 8:34 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it is Monday, but we're going to make it great. One of your top stories, the flight restrictions have been lifted from the FAA. Air traffic controllers getting back to work, back on the job, those who were missing in action, so to speak. And they say it's going to get back to normal. Of course, you know, normal being a, well, it could mean a lot of things.
What was the number we heard? 400 delays that had nothing to do with the shutdown.
Yeah, so, which is...
that's a lot.
Is that normal?
And maybe is that the normal you want?
Not so much for me. No. And look, this season is going to be crazy. A lot of people, they want to travel. They want to be with friends and family over the holidays. So hopefully they'll be up to speed and ready to handle it. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Mike Waltz. And we are Mike Waltz fans here. Praised rap superstar Nicki Minaj for using her platform to spotlight the persecution and slaughter of Christians in Nigeria. Wow. Waltz responded to a post on X senior political correspondent with Time magazine, in which it was revealed that Waltz and Minaj would deliver remarks early this week on the persecution of Christians in Nigeria. Waltz described Minaj as not only arguably the greatest female recording artist, but a principled individual who refuses to remain silent when injustices are occurring. I'm grateful she's leveraging her massive platform to spotlight these atrocities against Christians in Nigeria. I look forward to standing with her as we discuss the steps that the president and his administration are taking to end this persecution. And that's pretty strong stuff. And Nicki Minaj, I guess we never thought of her kind of in that way.
No, I've really never been a fan of anything she's ever said. I'm not a fan of her music per se, and so from a political perspective, she's always kind of been a negative in my mind.
And she came out and praised President Trump after he issued a statement that he was making Nigeria a country of particular concern in response to the killings of Christians that were taking place by the radical Islamists. So, you know, good for her, and praising you know, President Trump and teaming up with Mike Waltz, that might ruffle some feathers on the left. But thankfully, she rises above that, and I like that. Hey, joining us right now, we've got former Speaker of the Florida House, Mr. Paul Renner. He's running for governor. And good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Great to be with you guys.
Hey, happy to have you. I was thumbing through your Florida's First Affordability Plan, and it looks pretty good. What caused you to try to put all of this together?
Well, I mean, I knew what I knew, but on the campaign trail, you know what you don't know, and I'm listening. I think good leaders listen as much as they talk, and I can just tell you, I go to these events, and I have people saying, I'm leaving the state, or I'm going to leave the state if my insurance goes up again, or if my property taxes go up again. And the fundamental problem is just simply this, is that people's income are not keeping up with their health care costs, with their insurance costs, with their property tax costs, and really a lot of things. But those three, I believe, there are levers we can pull to bring those costs down for Floridians.
I guess my concern is I would love to see, you know, property taxes go away. But look, I live in the real world. I know that public safety and schools have to be paid for somehow. And I haven't really seen anything clear cut as what that kind of nomenclature, what that kind of mechanism would be.
Yeah, look, I think you've got to prioritize public safety. And as you noted, that's where that money goes. And in some cases, all property taxes go to pay for your police officer. So when you call 911 or need somebody to come fire and rescue to pick you up to take you to the hospital in a heart attack or some medical emergency, that's where that money goes. So it's important. And if we were to eliminate completely, you'd have a situation where you have to replace it with a bunch of taxes you wouldn't like either. And so I think the first order of business is immediate relief through the legislature. And this was done before back in 2006-07 timeframe, when very similarly, prices were skyrocketing and incomes couldn't keep up. So the legislature can, under certain circumstances, require a rollback. And they did it based on how much that particular county had increased taxes over the intervening 5 years. And I think that kind of framework is what we need to look at, because the other proposals the House has made, and the governor's talked about eliminating homestead, have to go to the ballot. That's next November, and you wouldn't see the results of that in your tax bill until probably November of 2027. That's too long, because we literally have people that are losing their homes, seniors on fixed incomes. We need an immediate solution. So what I'm calling for right away in this session is that legislative framework that we used previously to be implemented to give people immediate relief, and then we can look at some other options on the ballot that can give further relief to people without jeopardizing public safety and those other things that we need to pay for at the local level.
So a rollback would provide some help of a more immediate nature, right?
That's right. And I'm calling for it across the board. You know, one of the reasons why it'll be tough to get to 60% is if you're only helping people with homestead property, why would anybody renting agree to pay, you know, a extra sales tax or something in a replacement plan to just give a benefit to people that own their homes? And similarly, you know, the businesses and others are going to be concerned about shoving that burden over to them as opposed to the homeowner. And so there's a way to do it. It's been done before, and that would be broad relief to everyone to give them some space of time. And also importantly, to not to have their taxes go up again this year. Because remember, if you don't change the tax rate because of the tax values going up, you're still going to pay more each and every year. And so this would mean nobody gets a tax increase this year, but also people would get some tax decrease right away in the intervening time before we can go to the ballot.
When you talk about affordability, a lot of it is supply and demand, and it's expensive to build houses. Is it contained anywhere within your plan or within your framework of what you'd like to do as governor to bring the cost of new construction down?
Well, and this is a starting point. This is not, you know, because we're soliciting great ideas, and there's certainly ideas to help with construction costs that we can implement. One of which is let's stop private equity. You know, there's these private equity groups that are coming in and buying up entire developments and then renting them out to people. We want people to be owners. We want them to have a stake in society. We want young people to be able to buy their first home in their 20s and 30s, not in their 40s or 50s, which is what's happening today. And so those things are important to make sure we have a healthy supply for the demand we have here in Florida.
And, you know, look, I graduated high school in Punta Gorda, Florida in 1980. And I just remember, I mean, I had moved from Michigan just a few years previous. And the wages, what a disparity of wages in the state of Florida then. It's gotten a little bit better, but there still is a long way to go. It's easy to say we're going to raise wages, but how do we go about doing that in a fair and equitable way to, say, business owners?
Well, we have to, you know, it's the private sector is not something government should be controlling. What we can do on the education side is make sure we have world-class K-12 and higher ed education, make sure we're giving full access to skilled trades. We have a lot of people, you know, my plumber that's trying to retire, there's nobody coming up behind him. Electricians, you know, people in the construction trades. When you talk about home affordability, you have to start with workers. And these jobs can pay pretty good salaries, and you can provide for your family. So we need to make sure we're investing in apprenticeships and trade schools, vocational ed, all these things that, you know, people kind of got away from that and said, oh, everybody's got to go to college. No, everybody doesn't want to go to college and doesn't have to go to college to have a meaningful career that they can be proud of. And so as governor, I will certainly make sure we're investing in a lot of jobs for folks that can really provide for their families and not need to go to a four-year degree and get that debt.
When we talk about the word affordable or affordability, it's been thrown around a lot relating to health care and insurance costs. And I've asked the question of others before. You know, Florida is in good financial shape. What can we do for Florida to help the people here alleviate this health care crisis?
Well, first and foremost, we need to repeal Obamacare. And the problem with it is it makes everybody's health insurance more expensive. I'll give you an example. My wife and I just bought an oven, and that oven came with some features that were nice, but we'll probably never use. But guess what? We paid for them. And that's Obamacare. Because of the heavy regulation, they require everybody to have things that some of us don't want, don't need. For example, men have to pay for maternity services. You know, things like that, where we need to give patients control, put patients in control of their health care, give them transparency, give them some incentive to shop their healthcare like we shop everything else. And there's a lot of great ideas out there that we've tried at the state level. But until Obamacare is repealed and sent back to the states for us to be in charge, we won't be able to pull all the levers that I know we can pull that would allow for people to have great quality healthcare at a lower cost. And again, Obamacare, each and every year since it's been passed, has gone up more than our incomes. And fundamentally, this is the problem in all these areas, is that our incomes are not keeping up with those costs. And so Obamacare said you can keep your doctor, false. Your rates will go down, false. Your deductibles will go down, false. It's not delivered on the promises, and we shouldn't continue to subsidize failure. And that's what's happening. And so I strongly support repeal and then sending that back to the states. We will craft something that works for everybody and will provide cheaper health care that people can afford with their incomes.
Well, I like that you put this together in a comprehensive yet in proposal form, so open to ideas, molding and changing, but at least we have some framework to go by. Where can people see or read this for themselves and get more information, Paul?
You can go to VoteRenner.com, VoteRenner.com. We'll have it up on our website. You'll start to see it on social media, but VoteRenner.com.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate you having on. We look forward to further conversations.
Thank you, guys. Great to be with you.
All right. Former Florida Speaker of the House, Paul Renner, running for governor. It's 8:46 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got a lot more to talk about coming up on 97.3 The Sky. So what world does Michelle Obama live in? What world does she live in? She is not a happy person.
Somebody posted a thing over the weekend regarding her on Facebook, and they said, what's one word to describe her? Mine was delusional. Because what she talks about is not the real world.
No,
and I don't
absolutely.
Even believe that it was her world.
I just wish there was a word that mixes angry and delusional. How about that? Angry and delusional.
Yes. Yes. Or yeah.
Anglusional.
Bitter.
Delusangry.
Yeah, something.
Dislangry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But those, well, we'll each pick one of those words, and that's her right there.
Well, here's what she said recently. She was talking to an audience at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. All right. And of course, promoting her new book, The Look. Mm-hmm. All right. And she said that, she won't be running for president because Americans aren't ready for a woman president. She also implied they weren't ready for her in the White House as a black first lady. How absurd is that?
Oh, my goodness.
She was, the darling of the lefty media.
Cover of all the magazines, Vogue.
What were her expectations? Was she snubbed by anyone? I mean, really not. To the best of my knowledge. So, again, she has this unrealistic or a chip on her shoulder kind of a view of everything. And she said, Kamala Harris's loss to Donald Trump in 24 is her evidence of the country's sexism, saying Americans have a lot of growing up to do.
Evidence?
Wait a second. We had 8 years of a black man as president. Mm-hmm. And black people are only 18% of the population.
Right.
So you couldn't be any further from a racist population that with that low of a population.
Right.
And somebody getting elected in a national election, not once, but twice. Your whole idea, that whole racism thing, you could flush down the toilet right when that happened, number one. And she said, we saw in this past election, sadly, we ain't ready. We ain't ready.
Come on.
Is that the language? She's talking to people who are brilliant. Brooklyn Academy of Music. These are smart people. Okay.
Yeah.
We ain't ready. And she's talking about her new book, of course. And she said, that's why I'm like, don't even look at me about running because y'all are lying. You're not ready for a woman. You are not.
How about they just have it run the right one?
Well, that's exactly right. Listen, people are ready for a woman if she is competent and prepared and people agree and resonate with her vision and her ability to make that vision come to fruition. Margaret Thatcher is a great example. I mean, if you put together somebody who is strong and smart, and who in their, if they're being honest, thought that Kamala would be a good candidate in any way? I mean,
the queen of word salad?
That was proven in the primary when she received just a fraction of support. I mean, it was almost a zero amount of people that thought, well, yeah, she's pretty good. She's pretty sharp.
She bailed
early. Didn't resonate with anybody, and people didn't feel like she was qualified. And she certainly could not speak in a manner that people would feel comfortable giving the keys to the White House to. I mean, so Michelle Obama, again, I just, she has a chip on her shoulder.
Yeah.
And it's the world against her because she's a woman and she's black. And if a black woman doesn't get 100% support from everybody all the time, then you are racist and you hate women. And I mean, what an absurd way to look at the world. I honestly, I'm not kidding you. I feel sorry for somebody who looks at life that way, who couldn't be further from being wrong, and is one of the people that should show the greatest amount of gratitude for what she has been given. And it has nothing to do with her skin color. She hasn't quite got over that yet, I guess.
No.
9 o'clock stretch is coming up next. We're going to talk to Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins next, right here on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.